Glenn Kaiser here in Chicago. I'm outside, so there's going to be some background noise, probably trucks, cars, the occasional airplane overhead, the wind blowing, so there's a bit of background noise and airflow. And it's a beautiful autumn day, except super warm, and it's about to drop a bit tomorrow, so we'll finally get into real autumn. One of the things I realize, and we've all been realizing over the years, haven't we, is that some people say one thing and do another. People sometimes are pretty good actors. They will tell quite a tale, and folks will always end up believing simply because somebody said something. And at the end of the day, we know that we have actors. Some are more verbal, some are more online, you know, doing various stuff like podcasts like this one, or video clips and stuff. It's all over YouTube and everywhere else. So social media is loaded with phonies, fakes, posers, people that pretend to know something or have secret or special inside information, or building an audience around whatever the issue might be. I find, as a musician and a guitarist, tons and tons of clips where people are reviewing guitars, and I think, does this person really believe what they're saying about this particular instrument? Because I don't know if I completely concur, and of course sometimes I don't at all, and sometimes I go, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And sometimes I think, what is this person? They're pretending to be a non-professional, and they're simply, you know, rattling off a review about a particular guitar, and who are they working for? What sort of money are they making as a result of putting this stuff online, blah, blah, blah. So it's one of those things where you think, is this an advertisement? Is this somebody being genuine? And yeah, they love this instrument. They've worked with it. They understand what it can do. They list not only pros but cons. And they talk about the reality of the thing in a real way. Well, we all know that they're are hackers out there. We know that various governments, including ours in the U.S., play games in social media and throw out all sorts of propaganda and various information. Back in the day, it was called yellow journalism, where the tabloid newspapers would do it. And, you know, whether you were talking New York, London, or wherever, and they still do. Let's be honest, there's a few, like Murdoch, there's a few people that have made bazillions off of that sort of stuff. Some of it is giving people what that section of audience wants to hear, wants to see, wants to think about in terms of content, in terms of the actual issues. So there's so many sides of this stuff. How can you dig through the nonsense, the craziness, the lies, the acting, the exaggeration? I wish I could tell you, well, it's easy, it's simple. For me, it comes down to trusting in God and Scripture. Well, there is no God. Okay, now what? Nobody cares about me. Yeah, God does. No, he doesn't. This happens in my life. And how could God, if he loved me and cared about me, allow this stuff? And we go on for days, back and forth, about whether God even exists and whether or not we should trust in him. And my comment from day one has been, I know human beings because I know myself. I've studied history forever, and I've lived a pretty long life now. And I look back and I think to myself, have we learned that people are regularly trustworthy all the time, regardless of what they say? And people can sometimes say things they believe with no real background. And now I'm going to use the big E word, experience. You know, it's easy to talk about guitar playing if you're not a guitarist. You can talk all day long. You may even know a bunch of stuff. In fact, you may have memorized some stuff, but you're not a musician, you're not a guitarist, you don't play, you don't practice, you're not up in front of people doing it, you don't record, and so on and so forth. Well, what are we talking about? Do you know where the notes are, just in terms of technique, technically speaking, or do you know how to actually apply them and play them? So what's the deal? The deal is living what you say you believe. Living out in experience a relationship with Jesus Christ is what has continued to shape my life, shape my thinking, change my heart towards people. opened my heart towards people that otherwise I wouldn't have wanted anything to do with. There were groups of people that I pretty much hated, and that, the capital H, back in the day before I was a Christian. I didn't want to even be around certain sorts of people, and I won't go down the list. All that changed, really did, over a period of the earliest years of my walk with the Lord and interacting with all sorts of Christians, many of whom didn't like each other, didn't want to relate or interact with each other. So I'm just saying that the problem is that sometimes it comes down to our own ability to be honest with ourselves, to deal with our own perceptions, to deal with what we buy as true. And that starts within your own head, within your own mind, the thoughts that you think even about yourself as well as about others. God help us to open up, to grow. God help us to seek Him in His Word, seek Him in prayer, reach out in love and compassion, and forgive people, because we need forgiveness easily as much as anybody else. So Glenn Kaiser in Chicago, just tossing out some ideas that I had today that I thought might be worth sharing with you on a beautiful autumn day in 2023. Thanks for listening.